Perry Mason is taking direct and positive action in an effort to locate a man called Gus, because Mason believes Gus is a key figure in a huge crime syndicate. And as you know, Mason is right. The man called Gus is actually August Jansen. And August Jansen is smooth and clever and treacherous. It's early afternoon, immediately after the close of our last episode, as Mr. Jansen enters the nightclub called Tony's, secret headquarters of the syndicate. Starts towards the manager's office when...
Oh, Miss Beekman.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jansen.
Well, now what are you doing? Practicing to be a waiter?
Not quite. Miss Vecina is practicing piano, and she likes to drink coffee while she practices. So
you take her coffee while she practices, which explains the coffee cup. I understand perfectly. But there is something I don't understand.
Something you don't understand?
Mm-hmm. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Very.
Nevertheless, I am a puzzled young man. You tell me something.
Could I tell you anything, Mr. Jansen?
Ouch.
I'm sorry. What is it?
I wonder why you keep so busy.
Well, Chef Bolin is teaching me to be a food checker, and I help Miss Vecina with the entertainment programs, and I'm supposed to do what I can to help the other entertainers.
You're telling me what you do, not why.
Why, I work here. Everybody works hard.
Yeah, but I thought you and Gordy...
What?
I mean, well, you're different from the others.
Why?
Well, with things like they are between you and Gordy...
What do you mean, with things the way they are between Mr. Weber and me?
I didn't say anything.
I'd like to know what you mean, Mr. Jansen.
Well, I just got an impression.
Yes?
Well, I'm going to be frank, Miss Beekman. I got the impression that you and Gordy... Well, that is, Gordy was... Well, I'll not repeat exactly what I heard, but you know the kind of thing.
Oh.
I already know it isn't true.
It isn't? Who told you?
Hmm? Oh, I don't remember exactly.
Is everyone saying that Mr. Weber and I...
Everyone? No, no. Not everyone, Miss Beekman.
Then who?
Well, that puts me kind of in the middle, Miss Beekman.
Was it a man?
I do seem to remember it was a man.
Who?
Now, look, Miss Beekman, nothing was actually said, not in so many words. I told you I only got an impression. Nobody actually said anything. Gordy only...
What?
I didn't say anything.
Well, I'm going to. I'm not interested in Mr. Weber any more than he's interested in me. I don't even like him particularly. And you can tell him so if he says anything else.
I didn't say he said.
In case it was Mr. Weber, no matter who said it.
Nobody actually said
it. Or implied it, or whatever.
I certainly will, Miss Beekman. It'll be a pleasure to set him straight.
Thank you, Mr. Jansen.
You're welcome. I'll see you later, perhaps.
Maybe. I'm awfully busy working.
Yeah. Well, gosh, you're early. What, you come early to get a drink, Gus?
I'll get by and chewing gum, Gordy.
Sit down. I'll be with you in a second.
Now, take your time. I like to watch you comb your hair.
Yeah, I'm trying out a new barber.
Well, I got the next shipment all lined up. Here's the layout.
Save it.
Nix, I'm in a hurry.
You wait.
Look, don't start slinging your weight again, pal.
You'll wait if I say so. But I don't feel like arguing. Not today, so I'll tell you the boss is going to meet here with us.
J.T. wants to see me, huh?
He wants to see me. I ask him if you can sit in.
What? Turn around so I can hear.
I can't. I'm trying on a new bow tie. Ordered a batch of new ties, exclusive pattern.
Want me to tie it for you?
I know how to tie a bow. Yeah, take a look. Classy, huh? You laughing at the tie, pal?
The tie, no. Oh, Gordy, no. That's a good-looking tie.
But?
Well, in that bow tie, you look like you're going to graduate from junior high school next week. Or maybe the week after. The blue jean set's going to go crazy over you, kid.
The blue jean set, huh?
Yeah, the Bobby Soxers, the junior misses.
Not the junior misses.
Well, they're about your size, kid.
Yeah, well, you know dynamite, Gus. It comes in small packages.
Yeah, so does half a pint of skim milk, if you know what I mean. Now, don't lose your temper, son.
Well, why should I lose my temper? When everything's going so good. I mean, in regard to Miss Beekman. Kate Beekman, you know.
You're making time with Miss Beekman? No kidding.
No kidding.
Well, that ought to surprise J.G.
Why? He wants me to get friendly with her.
No, I mean, it's going to surprise him because you're doing it. At least you say you're making time with her. You going to tell J.G.?
Yeah. Why?
Oh, I happen to see Miss Beekman on my way in.
You speak to her?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I told you next, and J.T. told you next.
Is it my fault she speaks to me first? Wants to stop and talk? Can I help it if the girl practically buttonholes me and tells me something funny?
What'd she say?
Well, it wasn't what she said so much. More like, the way she said it, if you know what I mean.
Come on, come on. What are you getting at, Gus?
Nothing. Only, Gordy, you think you should tell J.T. you're making time with the girl?
Why not?
Because from what she said, she's got no time for you, kid. Not even a split second. But maybe your way is better. You tell him what you told me, then I'll tell him what Miss Beekman told me. J.T. is sure going to be surprised. Unless,
Yeah?
I was going to say, unless you don't tell J.T. you're making time. That'd only leave me one choice, Gordy. I'd have to tell him what you claim. It'd be my duty, you understand.
I understand you, Gus.
And you understand J.T.'s in for a surprise either way.
So are you. I'm going to tell you something, Gus. For your information, I got the girl lying for me. Yeah, I got Kate Beekman telling lies for me. Lying to her friends for me. You heard of Perry Mason? Perry Mason's a friend of hers. Perry Mason wanted a reservation open tonight. But Kate knew it might cause trouble if Mason gets wise on Kate's boss. So Kate told her friend a lie. She told him there's no more reservations. Cute, huh?
You're lying.
You'll see, jerk.
So will you. Call her in and ask her, Gordy.
I don't have to.
J.T. won't believe you, not when I tell him what the girl told me.
Oh, you jerk.
Well, it's my word against yours.
Gus, I'm going to tell you something else. You're in for a surprise, pal. Brother, this is going to knock you for a loop.
Well, if Gordy knew what Della Street is about to learn, he, too, would be most surprised. Della is entering a courtroom in Civil Court Building. And as she goes to Perry Mason's counsel table...
Read following name properties into the record.
Perry.
Yes, Della.
I got a report from Paul Drake. You want to hear it now or...
No, tell me. This is routine.
Well, Paul's been checking the industrial personnel offices. He's already located five girls who might be Suzanne Barkley. He'll follow up, of course.
Well, that's not an encouraging report.
Well, at least I tried to get something. I didn't just sit here and listen to Platt E. Block 39 or Township
Cat. Oh, well, neither did I.
What'd you do, work a crossword puzzle?
Well, now, if you're going to take that attitude...
What'd you expect? Something happened?
A friend of ours came by, a newspaper fellow.
Oh? Jake Jacobson?
Mm-hmm.
How's Helen?
Well, you phone her and ask her, Right now, I have something to ask you. You spoke with Kate Beekman when you phoned the nightclub.
So did you.
Yes, so you can confirm what I thought she told us. Didn't Kate tell us there were no reservations?
That's right. All sold out for opening night.
So what time was that? Do you remember?
About 10 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Why, Chief?
Jake had no trouble getting reservations this afternoon.
What? Oh, well, maybe there was a cancellation.
Kate promised to tell us if there was an opening.
Yes, but... I don't understand it.
Neither do I. But I'm going to. Kate was very much and very strangely mistaken. Or else...
Or else... She lied to us.
I mean to find out. Oh, well, not now. Now we go back to work.
Oh, Your Honor, in view of the detailed properties in question, I would like...
As Gordy said, J.T. and Gus are going to be surprised. I can tell you there'll be a number of surprising developments in the immediate future. Gordy's got something up his sleeve, and as you heard, so has Perry Mason. You'll join us tomorrow, won't you?